Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And welcome to the Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats, our first chance for this Tuesday evening, as we're joined now by the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, Andy Nemchek. Coach, had very much success there at Minneapolis there at the league tournament on Thursday. You finished first as a team with 177.5 points ahead of Minneapolis, who was second at 124.5. First place finishes for Mason Fuller, Tate Cadle, Zane Colson, River Paul, and Creighton Johnson. Three more second place finishes, three more third place finishes. Just overall, how do you feel about the way things went there on Thursday with a lot of success?
Well, it was a great tournament for us. A week ago we were in the Phillipsburg tournament, and Minneapolis won that tournament, and they beat us by 7 points. We ended up third as a team at the Phillipsburg tournament, and the kids were disappointed when we came out of that tournament. They were disappointed that we finished third because we had been in the lead most of the day, and Minneapolis pulled ahead of us there in the final round, and they beat us by 7. And the kids came away from there saying that wait till the league tournament, because we're going to win the league. And that was the battle cry all week in the practice room, is league champions. The kids wanted to be league champions and beat Minneapolis. And we came out and wrestled really well, I thought, on Thursday. And our kids got piled up a bunch of bonus points with pins and major decisions and technical falls, and ended up beating Minneapolis by 50 or more points. And as you said, we had 5 champions. Our whole team really wrestled well, I thought, and everybody contributed. That was a great thing. We had several second place kids. Landon Cadle was second. Brennan Walker, a freshman for us, and Cameron Conkle, a freshman for us, were both second, placing third. Connor Cosand, a freshman. Tristan Thompson, a sophomore. Asa Carr, a sophomore, was third. And Braden Burks was fourth. So basically everybody on our team contributed to the team victory, and it was the kids were very, very excited about it, and it was a good stepping stone for us going into the region tournament this week.
JV went to Chapman there on Saturday. How'd you feel about that one?
It went well. We took 6 kids, and we had 4 kids medal. We had 2 champions. Mason Fuller was a champ at 106, and Tristan Thompson was a champion at 120 pounds. Asa Carr placed second at 126 pounds, and Cooper Adams placed third at 106 pounds. So it was good for those kids to compete against kids their own ability, and those kids did well. It was good to see them take some medals home and come away from there with some confidence.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. When we come back, we'll go over regionals coming up this weekend at home in Beloit here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Still with Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, regionals coming up this weekend. I'm sure you're feeling pretty good about the team heading into the region. Obviously, guys like Colson and Cosand are going to have to wrestle separate now this week from your Beloit team as they'll go with Rock Hills. But you got a lot of athletes that are coming up this weekend that have a chance to get out to state. Kind of discuss that, and what are your thoughts on hosting this tournament and being able to do that Friday and Saturday?
Well, it's a thrill to host the region tournaments. It's great for our kids to wrestle at home, and it's great for our school and our community to have 22 teams come into town, and very much like the Beloit invite, it's going to be a big big tournament, and we're excited about hosting, that's for sure. We have a great gym facility to host a region tournament, and about every 3, 4, 5 years we get to host it, so we're very excited about doing that. As far as our chances, I think we're a top three team in the region. We lose two kids off of our lineup because of Connor Cosand and Zane Colson. Of course, their home school is Mankato Rock Hills, so they will be competing. When it comes to the region and the state, they have to compete for their home school. So their points no longer count for Beloit High. They compete at the region and state for Mankato Rock Hills. So makes things a little tougher for us as a team, for Beloit as a team. We're losing a couple kids there, but you know, we feel we got a great shot at qualifying. The top four in each weight class advance on and qualify at Hayes the following week and in the state tournament, and we feel we have a good shot at qualifying 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. And the region, there's going to be some tough kids to compete with, but our young kids have been competing well all season, and especially here at the end of the season, and we're really excited to put these young kids on the mat, and when it's a situation to qualify to move on to the next tournament, we're just hoping that we can step up and those kids can wrestle well like they have been. Certainly Zane Colson, he's coming into the region tournament with an undefeated record. He's 32-0 at this point, and he is ranked number one at 152 by the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association rankings. He's been ranked all season at number one, and you know, we're certainly looking forward to qualifying him at the state. But we've had some other kids with great seasons also. Tate Cadle, a freshman for us, has a great record coming in, and Brennan Walker, another freshman for us, has a great record coming into the region. River Paul, a senior for us, has a great record coming in, as does Creighton Johnson, a great record coming in at 220. And like I said, we're not counting any of our kids out, because I think if we wrestle like we're capable of and we catch on fire at the region, you know, we could qualify a bunch of kids. So we're hoping for the best, and we're really excited about hosting and putting on this nice tournament.
Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Coach, thanks again for the time here this week, and best of luck here at Regionals on Friday and Saturday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Nate Brown with us now, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, you didn't have anything scheduled the week before. You've now had last week canceled with at Lincoln because teams couldn't make it up, and it wouldn't have been a full tournament there for you. So not a whole lot of activity here in the recent couple of weeks, but just overall, as you head into regionals and getting ready for Saturday Friday and Saturday at 3-2-1A Regional in Beloit, where you'll take Lance Kayser at 170. What are some of the things that you've done over the past couple of weeks, and now you focus on this week heading into regionals?
Yeah, just again, keep doing what we've been doing. It kind of stinks not having all the, you know, we've missed three tournaments due to weather, and mm-hmm. and we're not the only ones. I mean, I talked to some other guys at a tournament last week, a junior high tournament, and they're kind of same boat. But that's, you know, that's the way it is, and sometimes that's the way it goes. So, but no, we prepare the best we can and with what we got, and you know, there's not much else you can do about it. So you know, going to Beloit, it's going to be you know, there's going to be some good teams there, obviously. That's what you're there for, and And it's always a good. They run a good tournament, and that's what it's kind of neat. You know, I'm glad it's close. That helps. They don't spend a night somewhere or anything like that. And they'll run a good tournament, and Lance's got to get on the mat and see what happens, just like everyone else. So, as far as what do you do, it's hard to tell competition-wise because you just don't get to have a lot here lately. And so that does bother me a little bit that he hasn't been on the mat. But at the same time, it's like I said, it's what we have to deal with.
When you look at, and I know the brackets aren't out yet or anything like that, but when you look at 170 there for Lance, just kind of knowing some of the kids that he's gone up against or what you might see this weekend, how do you feel about his chances of not just, maybe not just making it to state, but just developing here and continuing to grow this weekend?
Yeah, and that's what it's about. I've always told our guys it's a process, and sometimes, it may not be your senior year until you make it, but at least you're out and you're trying and you build every year, and this will be another year where, Lance just goes crazy on him, and his chances, I'll just be honest, aren't the greatest, but at the same time we go with the determination. We're going to do our best and leave it on the mat, and that's what we talk about. Just you do your best and if we get fortunate enough, blessed enough, we can do it, we'll go on to the next level. If not, hey, we'll take what we learned this season and move on to the next one. I've been there and years ago, and I hate to tell you how many years because that tells you how old I am, but, they're a returning state champion at Beloit, at our Beloit Regional, my junior year, and the returning state champion doesn't make it back to state. So, I don't know. I haven't looked at 170 that much, but I know there's always some good guys there, I remember I was already on the backside my junior year, and here comes the defending state champion, and I'm like, what in the world are you doing back here?
Yeah.
And so I pretty much took care of my chances real quick. So, but that's the way it is, and you got to be on your best at all times, and it's tough no matter what weight it is. And like I said, it's kind of fun to see, and then you're getting the best going to the next level, and we move on from there.
Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thank you for the time this week again, and best of luck to Lance and you guys out there at Beloit coming up this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit ncksports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit ncksports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brushart Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmen Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Again, nearing the end of the wrestling season here as we get set for regionals this week, and we're talking now with the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team, Brock Hutchison. First, let's look back at last week. Coach, you just had the one event, a duel with Plainville on Friday night. How'd everything come out in that one for you?
Well, I thought we wrestled, we competed, we got on the mat, we stepped out there, and we competed pretty well. We had some wins, we had some losses. I think it came down to the 220-pound match, and we ended up, I bumped Colton Harrisnape up, and he wrestled the Austin kid, and he wrestled him really well. And actually, I think he probably had him pinned, but we just didn't get the call. But he ended up giving up too much weight, and ended up getting beat there at the very end. And, we ended up losing the duel, 39-34 or something like that. The Plainville's, I think they're ranked third now as a team. So, nobody really stepped out there and just terrible jobs. I was pretty happy with how we competed.
Yeah, we're talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. So that was all that happened last week. So we'll take a time out here and look forward to regionals coming up in Beloit this weekend for the Redmen here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, getting set now for regionals this weekend. You'll come up to Beloit here for the two-day tournament on Friday and Saturday. Just kind of looking at the group this year, Jaden Atwood is probably your top wrestler, and Colton Shoemaker as well. They're 27-4 at 113 for Colton, and Jaden's 138-30-7, been ranked toward the top. Both of those kids have been all season. They're kind of going to anchor things, but when you look at this regional, how do you feel about the way your team stacks up with some of the teams that are coming up to Beloit this weekend?
Oh, Bessie, I'll be right honest with you. I used to get into all that stuff, you know, pretty hardcore. I glue newspaper clippings out and glue them on a sheet of paper and get all into that. And, you know, track wrestling now makes it so much easier. I just understand, you know, we got to wrestle. It really doesn't matter who we're wrestling or who is wrestling you. You know, if you're supposed to win, then win. You know, if you're supposed to get beat, then win that match too. So we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about just how mental the game is right now, and everything physical you've done has led you up to this point. Just understand that when you step on the mat, you're competing, and you're giving yourself a chance to go to the state tournament. That's kind of what we focus on.
When you look at this now with your kids coming in and being in the shape that they need to be, I know you're missing your 106-pounder Jackson Pinckney, who broke his arm, but other than that, you look to be pretty healthy coming in as far as that's concerned. Are there any concerns from that as far as where you're at shape-wise going into this regional tournament?
No, I think we're healthy. You know, we're a couple of our kids are getting over some sickness, but I think that's probably the gist of everybody's team. That stuff has been going around here the last month, and a month and a half is pretty bad stuff. So, you know, I think we're coming off of that, and I think we're going to be all right. I was kind of disappointed that school got called out for us yesterday, so we weren't able to practice. But we'll put two back-to-back days together here really good, and then we'll just get down to wait on Thursday and get ready to roll on Friday.
Rock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room chats. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck to the wrestlers out here at Beloit at 3-2-1A Regional on Friday, Saturday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling team. Coach, unfortunately for you guys, you didn't get your varsity meet in there on Thursday and thought about doing it Friday, but just not enough ways to get the teams up to you with some teams canceling school on Thursday as well. So all you had was the Chapman JV meet there on Saturday. How do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there, and how disappointing is it to not be able to get that last varsity match in as you're heading into regionals this weekend?
Not getting to wrestle the last home varsity meet was a little bit disappointing, but it is what it is. We had a nice practice instead, kind of and enjoyed it. We got a practice in the gym, which is, you know, a nice change up, and so we had fun. Wasn't what we wanted to, but we made the most of it. And then going to Chapman JV, we honestly did quite well. I was very happy with most of our wrestlers. For example, all Dalton Cooper at 195. I would say he had kind of a bit of a breakout. He essentially made big strides. It kind of clicked for him, which is kind of what JV's there for, to improve. And he made a lot of improvement. And he's not the only one. I was just pointing him out because he had a particularly good JV meet. And so I was very happy with the JV meet overall.
You know, we're talking with the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team, Tommy Knapp. We're going to take a timeout. We'll dive into regionals coming up this weekend as Lincoln comes up to Beloit here on Friday and Saturday on our Locker Room Chats. We'll talk about that next on KD Country 94.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit NCKSSports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit nckssports.com today.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com, as we're still with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, now this weekend you have regionals coming up, and this is the point of the season where if you have Sylvan Lucas wrestlers on your team, they have to split and wrestle as Sylvan Lucas, and you'll have six for Lincoln and three coming up for Sylvan Lucas this weekend. So nine kids total it looks like that you're going to have on the mats up at regionals, 3-2-1A in Beloit this weekend. Just overall, how do you feel about your chances here this weekend with these kids, and how do you think they'll fare?
We have several kids that should make it, and then I think we have a few kids that will have a shot that a lot of people won't be suspecting or whatever. So overall, I like our chances. I feel like our kids are doing a good job in the practice room. They've been getting better. I feel like we're peaking at the right time, which is kind of the goal. So honestly, I kind of like how we are going into regionals.
I know two that have stood out this year for your group would be Chance Bath at 145 and Trey Barrientos at 220. Now, Trey will be wrestling again for Sylvan Lucas. So when you look at their brackets and trying to get back to state because they're wrestlers that have been there before, how big is it to have that kind of experience, and how do you feel about their draws this weekend?
Honestly, I am very happy with Chance's bracket overall. He should have a shot at being the one seed, which would be good. He's by no means is guaranteed that. He has to, you know, fight for it like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. And Trey has a pretty tough bracket, which, I mean, that's not a bad thing. He's a good competitor. I think he has a very good shot at making it back to state. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does with a pretty tough regional bracket.
Again, that's the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here on our Locker Room Chats, Tommy Knapp. You'll have all nine of these kids wrestling this weekend. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck to that group here coming up this weekend in Beloit.
Thank you very much.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit nckssports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit nckssports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out nckssports.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.